Harbor Business and Harper Audio present 12 and a half, Leveraging the Emotional Ingredients Necessary for Business Success by Gary Vaynerchuk. This is the author. Dedicated to every single entrepreneur, founder, executive, manager, employee, mom, dad, and older sibling courageous enough to become better leaders to those who look up to them. Before we go into the introduction, I want to let all of you know that Raghav Haran, who you've gotten to know if you're in my world on social media, was the ghostwriter of this book. He's been on Team Gary for 3 years, and I've invited him to be part of this book, reading some of the scenarios that we'll be getting to later in the book. So I'm excited about that and wanted to give you that warning as we head into the introduction. Introduction. Years ago, I had the most difficult conversation with a client that I've ever had to have in the course of my career. It was with a top executive from one of the biggest brands we were working with at VaynerMedia, a contemporary creative and media agency where I am the CEO. The executive called me and asked if we could meet in Midtown Manhattan. She wanted to talk face to face. That day, an entry-level employee at my company had accidentally posted a tweet from the client's Twitter account, thinking she was logged into her personal account. It was a very negative tweet about another agency that VaynerMedia was working with in support of the brand. To the world, it looked as if the brand had made disparaging comments about the other agency. It was a very quick meeting. The executive told me that she expected this to not happen again and asked me to put the proper protocols and systems in place to assure that. Then she said to me, "The only way our company sees that we can move forward working together is if you fire the individual who posted that tweet." It took me about 1/100th of a second to think it through. I said to her, "I can't do that." I had to be able to run my own business and make my own decisions about my employees. The executive had every ability to fire us if that's what she felt was necessary, but it had to be my decision what the ramifications of that tweet would be. She was surprised. That brand represented about 30% of our total revenue at the time. By the way, I'm going to go right off the script, right off the bat, because I think all of you are expecting it, so let's just get it out of the way. When I tell you it was 30% of our revenue, let there be no confusion. I was plenty scared that this was going to be the end and I would have to do a bunch of moves to really get us there. But it's a feeling I'll never forget. And I'm glad I'm starting this book with that story because it talks about the things we don't talk about in business. I was mentally prepared for them to fire us. But at the time, I knew that we had just enough new business coming in where we could afford a year with no profit. I also had enough saved up that if we lost money that year, I was willing to help bridge the gap if needed. If we could weather that storm, it would be a clear indicator to our employees as to what we really value. This conversation was one of those interesting moments when you have to decide what you're going to stand for. We scheduled a call the next day, and I stood my ground. Luckily, the client didn't fire us. I tell that story because modern society's definition of a smart business decision is disproportionately predicated on analytics. Business leaders tend to find safety in the black and white. They find safety in the academics, the math, the hard data, and what looks good on spreadsheets. It's harder to gauge the 30, 60, 90, 365, or even 730-day effectiveness of empathy, kindness, and self-awareness in an organization, but the results will play out. When you can eliminate fear from your organization, very good things happen. If employees don't have to spend their time trying to outmaneuver one another, trying to kill one another politically, they may actually achieve the task at hand. I don't know which 6-year-old girl in Tennessee is going to invent the system to score this, but at some point, it will be mappable. This level of common sense and human truth will play out. In big companies especially, many decisions are predicated on 90-day numbers. That practice comes from Wall Street,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?